Hi, hello, and welcome everyone. I am Larson Montero, host of this exclusive show, Inspirator. Be inspired, be inspiring. Inspirator is an exclusive initiative by Inspiron Toastmasters Club, a show with a vision to inspire, rekindle, and regenerate a leader and a speaker in you. Today, we have a special guest who is microbiologist by qualification, a chemist by profession, an artist by vocation, and a leader with pensive passion. Currently, he is a quality control manager at Cardiolite Specialty Chemicals India. When he is not at work, he enjoys painting, playing violin, and he has ventured into stage performance of Yakshagana. He has served as the Vice President Education, President, Area Director, Club Growth Director, Extended Team, and he is currently the Division Director of Toastmasters. His leadership goal is to form a mentor pool to assist all the new members of Toastmasters, conduct more youth leadership programs for underprivileged students in the society. It is my privilege to introduce you to Amit Lionel Ananda. Welcome, Amit Ananda, to this first episode of Inspirator.
Thank you so much, Larson. It's an indeed a pleasure to be a part of my own home club and a part of this new initiative of Inspirator. Thank you so much, Larson.
Now, how do you feel, by the way, to be the first guest at this program?
To be honest with you, yes, it's something new, something first. So it's nice to be a part of it. Feels intimidated, yes, to some extent, yes. Bali ka bakra, you can say.
No. You can be relaxed. You can take your drinks. You can take your snacks and you can just answer the last few questions here and there.
Thank you.
Okay. So first, to start with, were you a born leader or you were the leader in progress or made?
I was not a leadership material, I can say. But coming forward, to serve something, anything, it kind of runs in our family. Be it any kind of a function that is there at home or any in the society or a family get together or any church activity, we as family members, we give in our service to them. So that was one of the observations that I had as a young person. So which when I continued doing the same while joining the school, being a class leader and all that. So basically volunteering activity was in the blood, I can say. But to mold it and to mentor it, I had to do more of it. So which I learned while climbing up in my career.
So you said about your journey, which was subtle in nature, but where was the turning point that you had the urge to be a leader? Like it was a strong thing that you wanted to be a leader.
When you get addicted to leadership, you would want to go ahead. You know, maybe whatever it hurts or, you know, the difficulties that you face, but the learning that you take the positive out of it, whatever you learn, you might be a milching cow, you might be a donkey or doing the entire work, but you know in and out of whatever you're doing as a team, as a whole organization together. So that is one thing which triggered my thinking towards leadership, especially when I went out of India to work. That was one place which literally brings out leadership in you. All the struggle will be, you know, nothing. I mean, in India, leadership is all pampered, but you go out to the Gulf country, you will see any Tom, Dick and Harry is made into a leader.
So I need to pack my bags and first go. So coming back to this, what is leadership to you and what is the definition? Okay, I don't want the specific definition. What is general definition of a leader?
See, I know because I have done the pathways, dynamic leadership, as well as in the presentation mastery. Both the paths, they have asked us to know what our leadership style is all about. But you Google it, you'll get so many definitions and all that. But to me, if I consider myself as an example, I have set myself as an inspirational person in leadership, a motivational person in leadership. So according to me, any person who can control his emotions, control the way he puts forth a point to any person for that matter, and takes together the team to success and shares the success with the entire team, is definitely a leader. And a leader is a person who doesn't wait for anyone, doesn't wait for the opportunity. He creates opportunity.
Oh, you mean by proactive, a leader should be
proactive. I am always a proactive and enthusiastic person. Sometimes I even have a comment from my managing director. I shouldn't be saying this, but still, he says, stop your enthusiasm, please. You know, let us work together. You know, halt. You know, they say that way.
So what is a common difficulty that a leader always faces when he starts his journey? Like, what are the common and what you faced?
See, when a leader is formed, leader will always have many dreams, many things that he starts comparing to his previous person who was a leader before him. And he tries to either mimic or tries to do the same thing what was done by the person, or tries to improve the situation or whatever is given to him. But to me, leadership is always with challenge. Like, for example, now you can see last year, the whole pandemic was there. And then how did the club leaders bring in the required members to the regular meeting? So I'm talking on the Toastmasters point of view, because the difficulties what the club leaders faced was simply too much to handle. We as club leaders, we know how we kept this club alive. So talking to the members, making them understand, bringing them to the meeting and having fruitful meeting, ultimately it is what we call as paisa vasool meeting. Okay, that brings back the member and that keeps the club alive and that keeps the board members going.
So according to you, like if I want to ask you, what is more important for a leader, a success or a failure?
It's a mixture of both, I can say. I wouldn't say that failure. I have seen failures a lot in the past 4 years in Toastmasters. Quite a lot of ups and downs and quite a lot of tactics have to be played to be successful, and maintaining success is very important. The moment you show a level, a target for the next team, the next team also should at least come to that level or above it. So according to me, it's not the failure only that is important, but success also. Because failure keeps you going. Success will at least show us a new way of thinking to others who are coming in.
So when did you get the first chance to lead anything or be a leader or take an initiative or something?
In Toastmasters or in...
Anywhere. Which do you feel is the first moment of your leadership?
First moment of leadership probably would be in my third standard.
The class mentor.
In the class mentor or being a class leader. And then it went on every year. At least once in the year, I was the class leader. And then after that, 10th standard was the school pupil leader, which we call. And then after that, in college, I was again the class leader. But then after that, my big, what do you call as a coordination for an event in the college, in Aloysius, we have this event called Imprints. That is for the microbiology department or the science department faculty. That was one which we introduced. So the first team was led by us, our department. So the coordination helped me a lot to groom myself, watch so many leaders preparing themselves for individual categories, what we had. But then moving on ahead in life, being a leader was in my job, being a supervisor, and then being the assistant manager. So all those places wherein you need to take the herd, take the team, and talking to them and consoling them, pepping them up, encouraging, motivation, all those things came up. So it's like a big journey that I have, which I have an inclination towards leadership.
Now, you have said that you came through all this journey. Definitely there must be one person standing or you may look up to, or your mentor who has guided you, corrected you, who would that be? If I know there will be many, if you remember a few.
I have not kept myself an idol. As this is my leader, I pick inspiration from here and there. I get inspired. An ant on the floor carrying a piece of leaf. I get inspired. Okay, any small baby bird which is trying to fly, I get inspired by it. Any person who is carrying a bag of heavy load on his back in a marketplace, I get inspired by him. Okay, so I don't keep like a leader who is already a leader. I mean, I don't want to copy anybody. I want to have my own image. I want, I take only the positive points from people wherever I go. Be it animal, be it a plant, be it anything which inspires me, which helps me motivate, I will do it.
What about being a mentor? Like you are mentored by many people. Is mentoring important?
Mentoring is very important, but to understand when the mentor takes a mentee or a mentee selects a mentor, mentor should always be in the sideline. Mentor should not be poking his nose or his or her nose with the mentees. Do this. This is how you do. No, this is how you do. No, that is not how a mentor should be. Mentor should always be approachable to the mentee. Mentor should allow the mentee to explore the skills of observation, writing, or whatever it is. Because we are trying to develop a thought, develop a kind of mind, a new mind that is there in mentee, and try to mold it and bring it up. You give them ideas and all that, but ultimately the mentee should take it up. Likewise, mentee should always keep it in mind that mentor is not going to teach him. Mentor is only going to guide him, tell him that this might be, or this should have been done like this, could have been done like this. But do it on your own way, in your own way. So that is what I feel the mentor should be like.
So from your journey, what are the one or two lessons that you have deeply understood and you have, very quickly adapted in your life after looking around?
According to me, trying to lead is good thing. Being a leader is good thing. But if you do not learn how to distribute, or for example, delegate, like you have taken a project. If you think that you are going to do it all alone, fair. But the moment you have a team, then the team leader should know how to delegate the task within the team and to coordinate within the team. Unless you do it, it is not possible to be a good leader. This is what I have learned in over 4 years, learning to delegate.
Okay. So there is a lot to learn, but how does experience help a leader? What does experience give him?
See, experience teaches you a lot, because it is a self-experience, I can say. You can put through your experiences in front of an audience, if especially the mentees or the member of your club. Indirectly, the mentees or the members, they will learn, or they will try to get some points out of your learning. It all depends on the audience that is there. If they want to learn something new from a different point of view, from a different person. So it's very important that learnings, experiences, whatever you get is always shared, because you don't want another person doing the same mistake. So as a general gesture, I would like to share all my experience, be it positive, be it negative, whatever has happened in the club, around the club, with me as a Toastmaster, whatever experience I have learned, the mistakes that I've made in the Toastmasters, I would like to share it, tell it to any member in my club. So I feel experiences play a lot in learning.
So all types of leaders are same, or are there any different variation of leaders? Like one is very great, like not great. We come in packages, high class leader, then comes moderate.
It all depends on the way the leader learns. If you go by the theoretical Google language, there are different styles of leaders. All right. So you need to know as an individual, what kind of leader are you, and what kind of a leader you can become, or what kind of a leader you can mold yourself into. You might think that you are a leader and this is what I'm going to be entire life. This is what my style is. I will go based on this, no matter what the others have to adjust. You become very stubborn person. All right. So many, you don't become an approachable person. the trend nowadays is like people need support. People would want to come to you. People would want to come and share something with you, be it a sorrow, be it a happiness. They would want to come back to you. So you need to be an approachable person as a leader. But as you go up in the ladder, sometimes this approaching approach will be very difficult. For example, now I have become the division director. Now I was a club leader. From there, I became the area director, then the division director. So the club member who joins in tomorrow might find it, he doesn't know me. So it's like you as the club leader should tell the person that he is approachable. But I am in a position wherein that the club leaders should approach the area directors, or the members should approach the president. President should approach the area director. Area director should approach the division director. So the hierarchy is followed. So the more higher you go, people would find difficult to approach you. So according to me, there are higher and lower levels of, or the grades of leaders, but it is always right for any leader to be approachable. I shouldn't be giving political example, but if you see Narendra Modi, he is approachable even to a common man. Though he is the Prime Minister of India, is approachable.
So linking to a previous question that you have just answered, so think, if I am a leader and I know my drawbacks, I will be having certain drawbacks, and in order to be a leader, do I need to rework on myself entirely, or should I just modify some of the things and just work it out?
It depends on your drawbacks. You said drawbacks, right? It is a kind of hurdle or a blockage for you to go ahead. Okay, it's that particular thing that whatever you're doing, a habit of yours is drawing you back from going ahead.
Okay, what if I change the drawback word with the personality trait?
Personality trait, that is very positive. So it is your identity.
Again, how if that curtails others from either approaching
if you think that a personal trait that what you have is going to hurt another person, is going to make the other person not come to you for any advice, that will not fetch you any I don't say it is fame, but it will not support your growth. All right. You will have an indirect word of mouth going out into the market saying that you're this person, you're that person, you're not. So you have a negative remark going around. However, if you think that I don't care what the society thinks, be my guest. Go ahead. It's you who are creating history. Do it.
So linking that personal trait, see, every leader will have, for example, let us take the Prime Minister of the country and the leader of the other, let us say a CEO of a company. Do all the leaders in different organizations, different sectors, do all the leaders, may it be small, may it be big, whether they are running a five group company or people of five, or they are running an entire niche. So do they have any common traits as a leader, or it depends upon the situation and the position? Skills, yes, they need to have different skills, but the qualities of a leader, will it be same or will it differ?
No, it will differ. According to me, it will differ. This is what my observation is, working for companies and observing people in other companies. If if you have if you need flavors in leadership, it's an interesting way to develop your way of leadership. For example, if you are in a company wherein you have your, if you have your immediate boss as a very sharp person, very encouraging, very motivating kind of a person, and you always want to look forward for what's in, what's coming next, but you have a boss above him who is a person who is so laid back and aram, cool, you don't get any feedback from him, you don't get any motivation from him, but he's the person who is giving you salary. Okay, the middle person, he's an employee who is your immediate boss. All right, so it all depends on the situations. Sometimes people are, because of certain reason, they are put in that position. And deliberately, they take up charge of being a leader, though he doesn't know anything. So for us who are training ourselves to be a competent leader, it is always better to get the positive points out of every person and try to take make all the negative aspects into a learning experience.
What about the common one? What, if anything, common that everyone shares as a leader? Common traits.
Common trait as a leader. I would say that no matter what, they will come forward. They volunteer. Default. Any leader, they will always volunteer. There are leaders who will always, of course, they will say, I will go first and I will do it. But there are leaders who will say, they will push the team forward and then come in the end. Okay. There are leaders who want, who will have a team and all those things, but ultimately they will take the torch and they will take all the prize and say, I did it. But there are leaders who will push the team, make the team win, and then give the part of share to the team. So according to me, the latter part will have a more, a better support than the one who takes the torch ahead. But both are equally, according to me, both are equal. It's okay in a leadership, but it all depends on how your mentees or how your group will find you comfortable.
So that means somewhere there is bossy nature interfering in leader.
Bossiness, yes, because that is what the Indian thinking is. Indians want to be boss no matter what. They don't want to be in the blue collar or the worker category, so they always want to be called yes sir, 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 and all that. Okay, they like to be addressed as sirs.
Yes.
Okay.
So you have worked in UAE, right? So how is it? I don't know how, what was the environment, but how was the leadership environment there when you compare it in India?
See, boss, yeah, of course, like 70% of the population in the Gulf is from the Asians. Okay, the Indians or the Southeast Asians. So they're all working category, and you have got the managers and above who are from Western countries, and there are few owners who are from the local background, local nationals. So you can see varied varieties of leadership there. Supervisors and below, they will always try to come up the ladder of the leadership, always, you know, so you can see the struggle, how they want to come up in life. They are there ready 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and they are out for work, come late in the evening. So they are all working very hard, supervisor and below. Manager and above, it's always kind of, they are busy, but always over the phone. They get the work done. They just call up the supervisor and down the line people, and they say, I want the work to be done. Whereas the owners, who are the localites or maybe the Westerners, they have a very laid-back life. They get their work done probably like once in a week. They have their meeting with the entire team or maybe only with the manager. And the entire week they will be with their family. Hardly they will come for 1 hour to their office. That's it, done. So this is the lifestyle that is there in the Gulf. But likewise, we have seen leadership even in my American counterpart, where I work. My company belongs to USA, and there the situation is totally different. Where the boss is the first person to come and open the shutter. He's a Fortune 500 company owner, but still he comes and opens the office, and then he's the first person to come in, starts the work, and then he's the last person to go. And he is there in all the department looking after every person. But he has got the entire control over a system. So that is the difference of leadership that I see there and here in India. Where here in India, you want all the people to be boss, even at the lower level also. Even if you have a team, in the team, within the team, they try to make themselves as leaders. So there are people, a supervisor, and he has got his own operators. Example, I'm just telling you. So these five or six operators, one of them will top up, try to come up, make the others go down. And then, you know, they try to, switch the direction of communication. They go directly to the boss, way up the ladder they try to go, trying to impress. This is not what professional leadership is all about. So I feel that Indian leadership has to improve a lot. And a lot is to be there to learn from the leadership leadership development and the dynamic leadership path that are there in Toastmasters.
So I have seen this. But in India, or my current, wherever we go or we see, the taking up the responsibility or owning the responsibility after something happens, I think that's lacking in our systems.
Owning, ownership. Unless you pay for it, you don't own it, right? All right, something, you buy a phone, you become the owner. But when you go out to work in a company, they pay you to come and work. You are not the owner. So it is very difficult for us to inculcate such habits or such character of ownership in the people, because they're all coming from various backgrounds. And the ownership has to be inculcated from childhood. It should start from the school. Like, for example, school properties. We have seen children, when I was small, we have seen children or students scribbling on the wall, scribbling on the desks as though it is not theirs, right? So if we as lecturers, we as teachers teach them, that is not how it's supposed to be. That is not the place to do that. Definitely you can build this character from childhood. And as and when he develops his thinking, his thought processes changes towards ownership of whatever he comes to his path. You can see, if you go go around in the marketplace, you eat something, you don't find a dustbin, what do? You just throw it aside. Somebody is there to clean it. Instead, why don't you carry a small bag with you? You know that you're going to eat something outside, right, in the marketplace. Crumple that piece of paper and put it in your bag. Go home and throw it there. Else you find a place wherein there is dustbin. So it's the mindset that has to be molded from the childhood, and it has to be inculcated in schools, at homes, everywhere.
So everyone should take the responsibility.
Everyone should take the responsibility.
Even the, I think the leadership actually starts at home. What is?
Leadership starts at home. Yes, there are instances wherein father is the head of the house normally. Sometimes it is the mother who leads at home. So it depends on the situation, but not always we can learn things from home because of certain backgrounds and all that. But as an individual, if you want to learn something, it all depends on the person's mindset, whether how absorbent that mind is to learn something beautiful. So if as growing as a child, if you're learning good things, you can think approach in a good way. But if you're learning all the bad things also, then it is left up to the individual whether to accept good things only and learn something from bad things, or take in bad things and leave out the good things.
Okay, so we have almost come to an end. But before going, last question, but I want your answer. Why leader and not boss?
Why leader and not boss?
Why like everyone wants to be leader and not boss? Like theoretically at least.
See, bosses, see, if I may say that people do call me boss sometimes, because that is the word that is used in India, that he is the boss. Be it the manager of a department, be it the higher up directors of the, so it's like the Indians like to call as boss. But leader is some person. I mean, boss also can be a person who motivates and encourages. But to me, leadership is something very some people look to the leader always. Look on to that person, tries to get some information from that person. So this person has come out of so much experience, learning so many things in life. Whereas boss is probably placed out of, for any situation. So we have to accept him as a boss and live by it, go by it. Whereas if you see a leader, we have seen that particular person probably growing up the ladder, and then it is very easy to look on to that person. So that is why I feel that leader is the one who can always show the way, who can always lead the way, and he can always make the way. And even if there is no way, he will always make a way.
Okay, so what is the last message that you want to give to all the viewers that are watching this program, and regarding your leadership? And also you can give any personal message.
I would like to tell people in this division is that we need to learn to collaborate with each other, work in harmony. It is not a competition. Okay, competition is secondary. We are here for a reason. We are here to be competent leaders and competent speakers. All the leaders of the club, it is always nice if you know what your member requires. Serve them as as they are your own. Give them what they require. And this will take you forward as a beautiful leader. And like the core value of Toastmasters says, it's always you have to respect a member. You have to have your integrity. You have to have service minded, and you have to excel based on whatever you learn. So I request you all members of Division L to inculcate this habit in you, what the Toastmaster teaches. And all the very best, Royal N team. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Amit. But one last question, with that we will wrap up. So there will be many people who want to improve themselves. Is there any book or literature that you ask them to read? Because I believe a leader is also a reader. Extensively he reads. So is there
I'm not a voracious reader, but however, you can select any of the motivational books. There are plenty around, but most of them are experiences based on many leaders, a compilation of many thoughts from many leaders. So I would suggest you not to stick on with one book, but try and learn with whatever is there available. What you see can be converted into an observation into your mind, and try to take that as a positive note in your leadership journey.
Thank you, Amit. With that, we come to an end of the first episode of Inspirator. Inspirator is a program that is powered by or sponsored by Inspiron Toastmasters Club, and we, on behalf of the Inspiron Toastmasters Club and as a host, I thank Amit for his presence and spending his valuable time with us. Thank you, Amit. Thanks a lot. Okay, I also ask the viewers to, if you want many, many programs like this, please do like or share your thoughts with us in the comment section, and let us know what changes that you want to know, because since we are having this for the first time, we are anticipating more participation from you as well. And thank you so much. We will be having the next episode on the next month on the first week. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.